Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
How do I look?
You look good.
Do I look skinny? I ran 2 miles yesterday, so I was hoping you could see that today.
I ran 4 this morning and then went to fucking Jonah's Kebabs.
Oh, no, that'll balance it out.
Stuffed my face.
It's so good, though.
It is actually incredible.
And yeah. I love the way they just wrap it, like a little Sammy, like a little circular Sammy. It's perfect. Just like the fries and the little lettuce and the tomato.
Does he charge you?
Yeah, we paid.
Yeah. Okay.
Full price.
Of course, yeah. I mean, they just started.
I didn't know if everyone was like getting free kebabs in our group.
No.
Because I went and I was like, oh.
No.
I gotta pay.
I wouldn't let them.
Yeah, your total's gonna be $13.25.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't let them
do that
for free. No, but then of course.
I think they give us waters for free. I think they're just
yeah.
something. You know,
it's so cool, though, to see like their entire family so happy running it. When we walked in, like, you could just tell, like, they're doing what they love.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, really, like, cool to see.
They were so happy. We walked in, and they were just, like, they look like they really love their job. It's awesome.
They are popping. Like,
yeah.
It looked like, when you walked in, it doesn't seem like it seems like a barbecue. Like, everyone's just walking around. Like, it looks like a family gathering.
It's like every Bob's time Burgers.
Yeah.
But, like, busy, though.
Yeah.
Bob's Burgers doesn't get much business. Yeah. But it's, like, yeah.
But it is filling, though. Like, it's like eating a whole pasta dinner after that. But it's so good.
And the sauce.
It's so funny. They shut down the kebab shop across the street. There's literally a kebab.
What?
They didn't shut it down.
Jonah said they closed down 3 days later after they opened.
No way.
Did they relocate?
I don't know. He was just like, yeah, they put up the sign.
I don't.
And they shut
I think Jonah's
like,
lying. I don't think they should. They didn't look
and,
like they were shut
and that's
down.
That's on capitalism.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It didn't.
Imagine
look
seeing
that good.
Jonah's kebab pop up across the street, and you're just like.
And you see it just packed with people. You're like, fuck.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was really good. And
hell yeah.
It brings the community together.
Yeah.
That place. And they got like 8 people working in the back. They're making money.
Mm-hmm.
What's
people
in
are buying
the sauce?
Oh, Jonah's secret sauce?
There's definitely Thousand Island dressing in there. I just don't know what else is in there. Like ketchup, maybe.
Yeah.
Ketchup,
it's like
mayo.
Better than cane sauce.
Is
Whoa,
it?
Oh, that's a bold claim I've heard. I've heard that stuff is like,
yeah,
but
I've
it's
heard
its
that's
own
just
thing.
Like
it's not similar to it, but it's like I'm craving it
okay.
all the time.
Yeah,
so.
I gotta try Raisin Cane's.
Yeah, people talk about
there's
it.
There's one
never...
down in
there's
have,
one here.
We have one.
Panamaboka, or what's the name of the town?
Puerto Rico,
right?
Shamalamaling down.
Panoka.
Pinocchio.
Pomona.
Oh no,
is it Pomona? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's
of.
Far.
Oh, too far.
It's pretty cool though. The Raisin Cane's guy said he just keeps the menu so plain and simple and short and sweet because. He said the wasting time in a drive-thru with having, like, different options adds up. And then
imagine
it'll just
In-N-Out?
Back. Like, you just have nothing
it,
to choose
well,
from.
Well, it is In-N-Out. It's like In-N-Out.
Like, imagine In-N-Out had a big menu.
Oh,
fuck.
Where
it'd
you
be a line out the
bacon,
door.
Bacon, barbecue
oh, yeah,
sauce.
Oh, yeah. You would never get in.
Because just the line already is so fucking
Insane.
Long.
Insane.
But that's how Jonah's Kebab is. There's, like, what, three
mm-hmm.
items, and
that's
it. That's
good. Those places do well.
Yeah.
I have a theory about Cane's, though. I always go in and order. I don't do the drive-thru because sometimes I think the drive-thru, though, they give you, like, the less bigger pieces. And when you're inside, they give you the bigger pieces. Because,
Why is
like,
that?
So, if someone were to complain, they'd be like,
oh, you can't do it from a
you
drive-thru.
You can't do it from a drive-thru. You're
Wait,
gone.
People
and you
complain
go home.
About the size of their fucking chicken tenders.
One time I went through a drive-thru at Raising Cane's and I got some skimpy fingers. So I always go in because I think that they hook it up for the
got
inside
it.
People.
But
That's
you,
my theory.
But I'm guessing.
I believe
have you complained about it though?
No, but oh, okay. I just remember one time going through the drive-thru and was like, I'm never going through the drive-thru.
Popeyes has some different shaped fingers.
Oh,
hey, did you see the one that looked like a squirrel?
Yo. Have you ever like just like ripped? One
some,
and a half.
There's some weird.
They fry
they're
some
weird
shit in that fryer, man.
Which
it's
place,
not
wait,
all chicken.
Place?
Popeyes.
Popeyes scares me. Are they? It feels like I'm like their biggest inconvenience though when I come in. They're like, "Can I help you?" And I'm like, "I just want this." And they're like, "Oh my gosh!" Like they're so mad when like I ask her an order. I'm like, "You don't have to do that then. Like, let's just."
I went to a Burger King when I was just in Florida, and I went to the drive-thru and I pulled up and I'm sitting there and nobody says anything, and I was like, "Hello?" And they go, "Yeah, what do you want?" I was like, I'll do 2 egg and cheese croissants and an orange juice. I was like, hello? They go, anything else? I was like, no, that's it. I was like, hello? And they go, pull up. I was like, oh my God. No, like repeating the order just back.
Over it.
No,
over
your total's going to be this. Please drive ahead.
Burger just King, have it your way.
Yeah. It's crazy how like the difference between Chick-fil-A, it is like you are at Cheesecake Factory. They are running out to you. Have you seen the video of the Chick-fil-A, the guy working there? He like ran across the street because they forgot their sauce.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's crazy.
It must be so stressful to work there now because there's so much pressure to be those types of people.
And you know, they're probably trying to go even more above and beyond
just to get on that TikTok. Yep.
In-N-Out employees get paid well. Like it was like $16.25 for just like the minimum wage. Working.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, that's insane.
So, I made $9 at Panda Express.
Holy shit. Oh, that was, how long ago was that? Like 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Inflation? No.
3 years ago. Damn.
Well, they said that In-N-Out managers make like $150,000 a year.
It's something crazy.
Yeah. Hold on. Wow. Is that low or high?
That is insanely
insanely
high.
Yeah.
They don't own it. They don't own it. They just
run it.
They're literally just your manager.
Sorry. I put owner in my head.
Shift there flies by.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not one moment you're like bored.
That's the best though. Like when restaurants are busy, your fucking shit just.
And you have something to do every time. The menu's so simple. It's not like you're rushing stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, guys, make sure to check out Jonas Kebab. Mm-hmm. It's on, I forget the address, but it's on Oxnard Street. It's in North Hollywood. So fucking good. And the whole family is pretty much working there. So if you guys want to meet them, they're always working. And you're going to get like good fucking food and a good service every time you're there.
And you might see us.
Yeah. And we're regulars. We go there all the time. We were just there today. So yeah, let's get right
let's
into
jump
the
right.
fucking
We got a
intro.
Lot to catch up on,
yeah.
baby.
We got a lot to catch up on, baby. Man. Let's do a one for the 1-0.
Remember?
One for the 1-0,
baby.
Maybe
one for the
1-0. It's coffee time, baby. Yeah.
All right, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Yeah.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Now, welcome back to Zane Unfiltered.
Here are your contestants.
You just want to jump right into Hawaii?
Yeah. It's so nice.
I can't stop looking at Zane's legs. I'm like, we have to talk about everything.
Scab. You literally have the Hawaiian islands
guys,
on your shin.
Guys, I'm a veteran. I'm going to explain all my wounds.
He has an archipelago of scabs.
I literally have the islands of Hawaii all down my fucking body.
Heath just, I didn't guys echo each other all the time.
Did you just say that?
Oh my God.
I swear I didn't fucking hear that.
No, we believe you. We
really?
Not.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think it just went in my ear and I like didn't even realize it went in my ear.
That's why I said archipelago.
What is archipelago?
Archipelago?
We don't listen to each other at all.
You know what a peninsula is, right?
Yeah.
An archipelago is like a chain of islands.
We never learned
like
that
the Keys.
In school.
Sure.
Okay.
You sure?
Archipelago.
Like archipelago? Archipelago?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Doesn't matter. We're going to talk about these scabs.
Yeah.
Well,
it's no surprise. You guys saw it already. David Dobrik is posting again. We're all so fucking happy and excited. This is so awesome. Like we didn't know when this was going to happen. We kind of found out that day that he surprised us that it was just coming back. It felt so fucking good. And then,
must be nice. The surprise. Well, actually,
you were supposed to be there.
I was at a wedding and I get a text from David and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm at a wedding in Dallas right now." And he's like, "Okay, never mind." And I'm like, "Wait, is everything good?" He's like, "No, it's fine." And I was like, "Okay." And I come back and I hear everybody has been surprised with a trip to Hawaii.
Yo.
And then it was still the invitation was extended to me, but I had work.
It was very last minute. Like, not everybody.
It was because we were actually supposed to go the week before, and it was just so last minute, and people couldn't like switch their dates because shit was happening, and it was really stressful. And I just remember like even moving it to the next week, we're all like, "Fuck, like we got it, like we got to move shit around." But it was fine though. But we were fine doing it because we just got to be together and just like.
Right. Did you have an awesome time?
Oh, it was the best.
Did you just sit around and soak in each other's awesomeness?
It didn't start off the best. It started really.
It was
rough.
Yeah. A series of unfortunate events.
By Lemony Snicket.
By Lemony Snicket.
And I'm surprised that Dave didn't even put any of that in because it was fucking chaotic.
Well, that's because we were all in the worst mood until we hit the house. Yeah. So just start from the beginning.
It was just one thing after another.
You can't
another.
Write this
so
shit.
So, you know, it was the night before. Everybody is ready for the trip. Everyone's like, went to sleep early. We're good to go.
Except for Zane. We had to be at David's at 5 a.m. and Zane went to bed at like 4. Why are you out?
I went out.
I checked Zane's location. I was like, it was like probably 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, all right, we're going to get like 4 hours of sleep. Let me just make sure Zane is at home sleeping and he's not, you know, going to be rushing. He's fucking down in Hollywood at a party. And I'm like, oh, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it.
Oh, boy.
But you slept at David's to make it. Or no.
Yeah, I slept at David's to make it. Oh, but that party I was at, it was unbelievable how many people were there.
How do you even find these parties? I didn't even know people still had parties.
It was Ella. Ella's like the party girl now in the city.
Uh-huh.
I hit up Ella and I was like, yeah, there's 4 parties I know of. I'm like, who are these people? She's like, I literally don't know. I'm like, how are you getting the addresses? She's like, I don't know.
And they're good parties.
I was like, what are you going to Craigslist to find fucking parties in LA? But yeah, I went to David's the night before, so I was like, I know I'm going to get in that fucking car on time because I'm really bad at waking up early.
We
it doesn't matter what it
you
is.
Into it.
Yeah. So I slept at David's, barely got any fucking sleep. I wake up, Heath and Mariah are the first ones there. Everyone's ready to go, but somehow we started running late. We were all ready to go, but all of a sudden
so
it was
early.
Just like
we were on more than on time.
Well, everybody was packing their bags in the living room. I'm like, this should have been done hours ago.
That's what group trips though. Sometimes I leave the
airport.
It is
way too stressful.
When we go to Chicago and stuff, I don't wait for everybody because I don't like stressing out about getting there last minute.
Oh, we know you don't wait for people. You go right out the fucking door. You get your Uber and you're gone. Where's Matt?
I'm like, I'm gone. I'm already at the gate. I'll see you there.
A friend's trip like with more than 4 people is like
especially
a disaster.
Ours,
it is.
Yeah.
It's like Home Alone, like da, 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 da. Everyone's like running up and down the stairs and shit.
And David and Natalie like spent so much time planning it, but somehow still there was all these fucking potholes like that morning. For some reason, it took us 15, 20 minutes to figure out if we should take one car or two cars because David wanted to just vlog the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we completely understood that.
He was like, let's all be in one. And but we were like, let's be safe and take two because Jason's hip.
There's no way we're all going to fit in this car. And we start packing the bags and we're like, oh, look at that. We can't fit in the fucking car. So we throw the bags. Because
the Tesla trunk fits one suitcase and we all had 2 suitcases each. And we're like, where do you think we're going with these suitcases?
And so we're like, okay, let's get in the minivan. We go to pop open the minivan and start getting stuff in there and all the seats are taken
There's
out.
No seats.
It was just an empty minivan. So we're like, oh my God. So we're like, okay, we're clearly taking the 2 Teslas. Like, let's just get everything in and let's go.
And we are running late. Like we are running
so
late.
So Jason has his Tesla with luggage and people. And David had his Tesla.
It was just me and Jason.
People.
And then the rest of rest of the people were in David's car. And
we're
driving there. And we're just laughing about the chaos that just happened. And Jason, I remember Jason was just like, we're being really understanding, right? I was like, yes, Jason. Yeah, we couldn't fit in that one fucking car. There's no way. We all had checked baggage. So like, there's no way. And he's like, okay, good. Just like to make sure, I didn't want to make the trip any more stressful.
You're just getting
blah, blah,
worked
blah.
Up,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, we hear broom, 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 and we start smelling. So we're like, I was like, damn, Jason, your coffee is fucking weird this morning. Like it smells like gas.
And Heath and I are in the other car, like, Hawaiian roller coaster.
And we take his coffee, we're smelling it, we're like, Jason, that's not your coffee. And we look outside. We're like, oh my God, the tires. And it gets louder and louder. And I'm like, Jason, you need to pull over. He's like, no, I got to wait till I exit. I'm like, no, Jason, you cannot drive anymore. Because if it gets to like the fucking rim.
It was a full blowout. It wasn't like a little leak.
Not a flat.
It was
tire exploded.
And we're getting off the exit. And at this point, I looked at Jason and I said, Jason, we're not making this flight. Like, we're fucked. I FaceTime Heath. I'm like, Heath. I was like,
as soon, and you have everybody's back.
We have like half just the bag.
As soon as I got the call, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh, why? Yeah. So there's a like, FaceTime call in our car.
Woo, my anxiety would have been through the roof. And
we're running late. Like, we had no time. All of a sudden, we get the news. They pull over at some gas station. We turn around. We go back to them. They're trying to figure out what to do. They dump the car off at the gas station.
At a random gas station, they left it there.
And we're like literally crammed into this. There's luggage up on our heads. Like,
so we ended up fitting into the one car, but it was just, it was
a clown car.
It was a clown car. It was terrible. And
we had to do what we had to do to get there.
And then on our way, so we're on our way there. We get there. We all come out like fucking clowns. It's crazy. We get to the airport and I'm just like, No. I forgot my backpack with everything.
And Taylor had her suitcase with everything in the other car.
In the other car at the gas station.
What? So and we got to the airport and found out.
As soon as we stepped foot on the airport curb, it was like, No. Their bags were all in the other Tesla.
Me and Taylor, the two biggest fucking klutz of the group, of course we left our fucking bags in the other car. And I had everything in my small bag. I had my passport. I just had all my important shit. I was just like, this is really bad, guys. Like, I cannot leave this backpack in that car. So we call up Todd and Natalie. We're like, guy, because they were on the next flight out, we're like, can you please grab? And we felt so bad because we knew they were probably like going to run a little late. And now they had to stop at a gas station to grab these fucking bags.
Honestly, thank God it was a Tesla. It with them.
Yeah.
They would not be able to get
exactly, in. Exactly, because you can unlock it from your phone.
Dude, and we finally get inside and we're like getting ready to check in. They're about to check
their
bags. We're
late to begin with because we have checked bags and you have to be there an hour before to check your bag.
So before you continue, we came prepared. We did our Hawaii approved like COVID tests that you have to get. Like it's only like right. There's only a few.
But make sure we got those. We didn't have our results yet. We were still waiting to get the email back with everybody's results.
But we were told that we were going to get it like the night before.
Yeah.
Or like in the early in the morning, we weren't even up yet. We were supposed to get it.
And we're trying to check the bags. And the lady's like, you have to have the tests ready to go and uploaded to like the portal thing, like the website. And she wouldn't let us check the bags. So the time's getting closer to the cutoff before you could like no longer check a bag.
Check a bag.
Literally 2 minutes before we get the confirmation, submit it real quick, throw the bags on the thing. And she's like, okay, you guys are good to go. We book it, start running to this flight.
Wait, but filling out that, she was like, oh, all you have to do fill this out. It was like 15 pages and we all had to fill it out. Like
submit all the,
but dude, they were asking crazy, because Hawaii is super strict right now. So they were asking questions like, what's your occupation? Why are you visiting? Which house address are you staying at? Yeah. What's the phone number to the house?
What's your flight back? You need to put the exact flight, but we didn't even book our flights back yet. If we fake it, are we going to get stopped on the plane? Like, we just didn't know what to do. It was wild. It's crazy because like it, again, dang, it was all planned out.
I would have had a meltdown.
We were freaking out. We were trying
it
to keep
it. Yeah. I took pictures of every moment. I love hearing this.
I was kind of like,
Matt would have been no. As soon as the tire, Matt would have went home. Flustered. He would have Ubered home.
Yeah, I would have got my Uber. I would have just hailed a cab.
He would have been there the night before, just sitting at the airport.
Yeah. Hey, gang.
We looked at David and Natalie's face when we were on the airport floor, and we were just like,
worried.
Damn. They looked like just defeated. They're like, after all this, we're about to not be able to go. After all
the
that
whole
planning.
Time, we were like, we're not getting to Hawaii today. We're not going to Hawaii today.
I didn't think we were
going to
make it.
And that's even, it's not even like, oh, just hop on the next one or whatever. Your COVID test had to be in this exact window.
Yeah. I honestly thought you wouldn't need it until you got to Hawaii. I thought that was like the whole, because there's people that get to Hawaii and they don't have the right COVID test.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They send them back.
The lady we were with was saying like, no, I need to see it now.
Yeah.
Like you have to show like this like QR code that you like did the thing. And yeah. You're like, good.
Definitely it a new intense. Rule because there's people that still get on the plane without the right test. So I'm just surprised like how they're
LAX
able to
is
get
probably
to
on top of it. It's for people who are flying over LAX.
But we finally get there, land, go through the whole like process.
Did you get a lay?
Getting out.
No.
Oh, man.
No, we did. We did.
Not until we got to the house.
But like, I heard as soon as you touch on land, like you.
I told you that. And it was Hawaiian Airlines. You have to fly. But I think it's a party city lay.
It's like the plastic.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. It's like a plastic bag scrunched up.
You can just like stretch them out.
I think that's why I was so surprised when I finally saw like what. I didn't know it was real flowers all like done up on the string like
that. Oh yeah, that's a true lay. I think Natalie and I got them. Wow. No, we didn't. Well, we got them in Fiji, but
Every like once we got to the house, everything was just like it was just peaceful.
It was worth
paradise. It was just
so worth it.
Beautiful. Matt, we were right on the water.
You would have loved it, Matt. Oh wow.
Like Matt, like there was a spot where you could read a book there. It was perfect.
Oh my god, the little reading nook.
Yeah. It even had a book holder. Remember the book holder?
Stop. Just stop. But actually, no, I'm actually really happy for you guys. I didn't really have FOMO. I actually kind of liked that you guys were gone.
Well, because we weren't posting, so you didn't see anything.
Exactly. And then right when like David posted and all of you were posting your content, I just like kind of put my phone down and just sat on my bed and was just like.
It probably helped a lot that none of us were posting. We had to keep it a secret.
I know. What happened?
Oh, so we got to get into the injuries.
Okay, yes. I'm like, wait, let's talk about the raspberries.
The raspberries.
Right. So, just past the pool was this beautiful grass, well-manicured lawn. Uh-huh. And
a manicured
lawn. Just before the beach. Just trying to get you pissed. So we had spike ball set up and we were playing spike ball for hours and it was just like,
dude, such a good
I've never played it. Played it.
It's the most addictive. I thought it was stupid when I first saw it.
I always see it like on like TikTok or I've seen people play it and I try to understand it and I get it.
It's like volleyball for people who aren't that athletic.
Right. So it's pretty easy to catch.
It's very easy to catch on.
You get the bump set spike down into the little net.
Okay.
But the professionals at it are insane.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. They're like running around like the net, and it's just like you don't even like.
Do you run into each other though?
You can.
You could.
Well,
yeah.
Exhibit A, Exhibit B.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't run into each other. We ran into a rock there was just one rock there.
Yeah.
We did in Hawaii was stay at the house and play spike ball, but it was the best time.
Yeah.
Like we played spike ball every single day. Yeah.
So
just drinking and spiking.
Literally, my second game into it, I'm like, this is fun, and I just like. You know, as soon as I start liking something, I'm like,
yeah, he's addicted. He's like, got his fix for the week. Good. I was like, at least it's a toy, not like something else.
He's already on Amazon buying like two for the backyard. Yeah.
So I'm fucking addicted to it already. And then I'm like getting real hyped, and there was like a low shot, and I go to like dive for it, and my fucking middle finger sticks into the ground.
Look how fat that thing is.
And completely fucking bent backward. It's still swollen. No,
Matt,
I'm gonna show you.
That's not even bad,
dude. It was absolutely, but it stuck into the ground.
Day one. God, that's the worst when you get injured day one of a trip.
And it was miserable the rest of the time with it because like I just couldn't do anything. But it was really. Look at this. Oh my god.
Oh heavens to Betsy, Jesus. That is fat.
Yeah.
I wish you had a picture from the side where it was all bruised.
Oh, yeah.
I love your face. You're just like, mm-hmm.
That was it?
Damn. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was broken or not.
I remember he busted his finger. I got karma so quick. I looked at him. I'm just like, oh, my God, are you okay? All right, cool. Todd, you're on my team now? Because there were teams.
Yeah.
They were the same teams.
Instantly replaced.
Instantly replaced. And he sat out because he couldn't play anymore. And then I started playing. What was it?
It was probably
five, ten minutes later, the ball goes up. I'm running, running for the ball. And just like, I'm about to get it. And I turn around, big fucking rock. And I run right into it. It was fucking fast. Struck right into it and got, I was clipped on like five different parts of my body.
So he stepped up onto it and ripped the bottom of his toe open. So
just
then,
like him.
Yeah, I ripped the bottom of my toe too. But he stepped. Ripped it open, like was like, oh shit, hit the rock with his knee, opened that up, and then started sliding. He slid off of it and then skinned the whole shin.
It was just, y'all.
And for the rest of the trip, his skin and hair were on the rock. God. Like bugs were eating it.
Left your mark.
If you can hear, we'll give you an address so you guys can collect the hairs and skin off the rock.
It's a souvenir.
All of you watching it when it happened.
I went back to the rock to go see. I was like, there's got to be his skin there. You can literally see his entire shin and his hair.
Look at it. It's nuts.
What am I looking at? Oh, this is a rock. I thought this was a tree.
I zoomed in.
Oh my god!
See his leg hair.
It looks like sea urchins growing out.
Ew!
How weird is that?
disgusting.
I left and then left a part of
you literally
part of
left your
Hawaii.
Mark.
Left That's my mark though. On Hawaii,
and all of y'all saw it happen, and you're like, oh. Yeah.
And we were just busted up, and we couldn't play. That was it. Like, it was hurting so fucking bad. And we're like, the first and second fucking day, fuck this.
Scott too. Scott and played spike ball for the first time. His first hit, he was like, cool, bounce it to me. So we bounced it. I don't even know what happened. He went to hit it and ended up literally face planting. And then his shoulder, he's rotator cuff.
Oh, he's fragile like glass.
He's a little clumsy.
Scott's always breaking
something.
Remember him running
clumsy.
Into the glass door the other night?
Oh my God.
But he always like laughs it off. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, oh, this
cool.
would happen to
yeah,
me.
And I don't
and I'm
think
like,
he's okay.
I don't know, bud. Take it easy, Scott.
And I was so pissed because it's not like we were hiking in the Maui Island.
Ziplining,
nothing. It
wasn't
was spike
cool.
ball in the back fucking
yard.
Oh,
y'all went ziplining.
No, we actually didn't go ziplining. That was just David and Nat and a few of them.
But we still enjoyed the rest of our trip, if you were wondering.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you guys.
Oh, except for one day. One day we just like Natalie was like, oh, we should go to like see like one of the waterfalls. It's like the most talked about waterfall in Maui. And we're like, you know what? Let's do it. Yeah, let's make a little road trip. It was a 3.5 hour road trip to the waterfall. And we're
just
like,
to get to it.
This must be a crazy fucking waterfall. Like, this is gonna
That's
be
like
beautiful.
Driving from Dallas to Austin.
And, like, it was crazy.
Well, we like looked it up and they were like, you gotta hike to the waterfall and it's like a 2 mile hike. And
Never
I was like,
trust
okay,
a,
we're about to do something like really outdoorsy. And like, I was
yeah,
excited about
we're
it.
We're all
and
really
me,
excited.
Me, Heath, and Jason had a flight that night. So we yes. were cutting close
you,
with
you, Dr. Seuss?
Had a flight that night.
Sorry.
We did the drive, 3.5 hours, and it is just this shitty, windy road.
But it was actually so much fun and beautiful, like on our way there.
It was beautiful.
Maui. I bet. Yeah. You're in Maui.
Beautiful.
You ain't on Oahu.
It's gorgeous. Like, the drive is insane. But every 30 seconds, there's a little bridge you have to cross, and it's a one lane wide. So you have to sit there and yield for oncoming people, and you're like trying to get through this tight little like crossing.
But it's not close. It's far, and there's times where you can't even see the other one. So you have to hope to God.
And then if you finally get up to it, yeah. Like, you're both stuck, and then one person has to back up to
and you're off like a cliff. You're off, like, you're in a windy road in the mountain.
And it's popping season. There's a lot of people out looking at this.
Yeah. And just after 2.5 hours, we're like, it was great. We were having so much fun. And then it got to the point where we're just like, oh my God, where is this going? And we just like look at the maps and we're just like, oh my God, this is taking really long.
Our final destination was the Black Sand Beach.
Yeah.
And that was like
miles and miles and
there
miles
was no
and miles
path
away.
To it. Like, there was no way to get to it.
We ended up losing service. And so when we got there, we're like, where's David and everybody? We can't find.
Because they were in the other van.
And so we get there, we're like, we can't find any of them. We're like, wait, are they already on the hike? Are they parked somewhere? Or that we have no idea and we can't reach anybody. So we're driving. And you can't, like, it's so hard to just make a U-turn in this mountain. You have to just keep going. And we're hoping to God that we were going to run into them, but we couldn't. And we're like, oh my God, we're so stuck.
Like, how do we find them on this entire mountain? And like, at the same time, in their van, we couldn't find them because they pulled over because Jonah was throwing up.
Yeah, and that's
so
that
we
was
didn't
a bit,
know.
We didn't know there were, he was puking.
So they were
and they
behind
stopped.
Us, and we're looking for them up ahead. So we're just
we were just going up, and we're like, where do we? And then there, every like mile, there was a spot to park, but there was only like 10 parking spots, and they were all full.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can make a U-turn. Like, it was impossible.
I don't know what it is, if it's rentals out there, but every fifth car there was a fucking silver minivan.
Yeah, and
we were like, there they are. And we'd get close.
That's
and
we're what
like,
they drove.
Shit.
Yeah.
So we could not find them. Finally, we make a U-turn and start going back. We found the waterfall, and I'm going to be honest.
It was nothing.
Oh, it was a little.
It was tiny.
Heath,
yeah.
I don't even think that was the waterfall.
I
mean,
I think they gave up too. I think they were like, just pick this one.
Exactly. I think that was just one that you see while driving by. I think that actual waterfall, you have to go deep in. But at that point, we were just like, you guys have a flight to catch. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And so we get there and 3.5 hours, which is wasted. We get there. We're like, fuck. So David and Natalie are like, let's go to the Black Sand Beach. We're like, where is that? It's like another 2.5 hours. We're like,
boy.
Even like, a guy pulled over to say hi to us, and he was like, where are you guys going? And they told him, and he was like,
he's like, you got somewhere to be?
They're not getting there. So we were like, perfect. That's the confirmation we needed. We're going to go this way. You guys go that way.
Also sitting on like 30 miles of gas left.
Yeah.
Yes, we both were on Deddy.
I don't know why we didn't like check the map to see where the waterfall is and to see if it's in a mountain or not, but we just figured that there would be a gas station around. Just
kept going.
No gas station. It just keeps going in this mountain, and you're pretty much fucked if you run out of gas.
Oh, my.
And so we start driving back. We feel so bad. We wish we could like just spend the day and like do all the crazy shit. But they had a flight to catch. We had to go back.
Early. It was me, Heath, Zane, Jack, and Scott in the car.
So we're on our way back, and Mariah makes a joke. What did you say about the Black Sand Beach?
I was like, imagine they get there and you need like tickets in advance, like to, like, a reservation
to be on a beach, and we're like, we laughed it off and we kept driving
because it sounded so unrealistic. And sure enough,
you did not buy a reservation.
They come back at night and we're like, did you make it? They were like, yeah, it was a blast. And we were like, did you really make it? They were like, you needed reservations. I was like, what?
When you look at Google Images, it looks like an open, like just a. Like I kind of want to Google it. Open, I need a visual. Beach. It's like unbelievable that you need to make a reservation to go on the beach.
Capacity or something. That was crazy. That
capacity was like, it's 10 people on the beach, on the whole fucking beach.
So we started driving back so we could make it to the airport on time.
We had my to eat, not with the food.
Oh my God, yeah. The sports
bar.
So like,
you're skipping. So we were driving back and we wanted to eat before we headed back to the house. And we wanted to eat, number one. And number two, we needed a bathroom. We all had to go to the bathroom. It's very important. And then, so we stop at this beautiful restaurant on the water. And we're like, perfect, let's eat here. We're all hype. We're looking at the menu.
It's the only restaurant on the way back.
Yeah, everything's very far away. Yeah. So we finally pull up to this restaurant and we're like, table for five, and they're like, you have a reservation? And we're like, no. And they're like, you're not getting it. And I was like, no. So then we go to the next spot, which is like 10 minutes away. We're just like, let's just go here, whatever. It looked like a hole in the wall. We walk up and he goes, yeah, we can see you guys right away. Just so you know, if you're drinking, it's bring your own alcohol, and we have no bathrooms.
It was unbelievable. Like, oh, no, Mariah, it was actually no, because I checked Google, I checked images. It was a nice restaurant.
Yeah. No bathrooms. A 4.5 star.
No bathrooms. The reviews are insane, but no bathrooms.
The
no
bathrooms
drinks.
Were being renovated.
You have to, if you want to drink, you got to get it from across the street at 70 or at the gas station.
He literally said you got to go 2 miles for a bathroom. I'm like, what?
I mean, obviously we don't care. It was very like when we heard that, we were worried to like spend any like time in there and eat.
And I got a pee-pee cocky problem.
Yeah. He goes to the bathroom like three times if we go out to eat.
Speaking of.
Are we being spoiled brats right now?
It's kind of nice. I love all, I mean, like, it's just
hearing about all the bad
roadblock after roadblock.
It was so beautiful. I think just like the few things were just really funny. I mean, to us, in the moment, we were just laughing. Like, but we're like right
it
now.
It was funny.
Just,
it was funny. And every time something happened, like that
another
was like
one on the
we
list.
were honestly excited. We were like, well, we could talk about this on the podcast. Like, it just like, what are the chances? Like, we really just needed this bathroom. And he goes, by the way, we have no bathrooms. Like, come on.
we finally
find this dive. What was it? A dive bar?
It was like a sports bar. Yeah.
Sports bar.
Like can't fail.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. It looked
little tiki hut.
It was so cute.
We all got silent.
Matt, not even the Caesar salad hit. Like,
oh boy, it said the food was bad.
But we were starving, hadn't eaten all day, and we were like, we are gonna order the menu.
Let me say,
we got the poo poo platter.
Let me just say, we are not picky with food.
Oh, we eat anything. I mean, we'll stop at a menu. We don't give a fuck. Yeah,
same,
we eat whatever.
Like, we grew up like eating at like the cheapest diner, and it's just like the best food. Like, we're not picky. We'll literally eat anything. I mean, we still ate everything, but we couldn't believe how bad this food was. Like, the onion rings were white.
they were legit white.
It was white. And like, and
what did they taste like?
It tasted like Dove soap.
It was weird.
It was the weirdest thing.
And then he got this burger.
Oh my God.
We took it home just to like
Take a picture.
Did we even take a picture of it?
I don't think so.
Man, I mean, we would never like call at the restaurant, like, obviously. Yeah, no one's ever going to know where we went.
They had great service. They were so nice.
Amazing service.
The worst is when it's like, you're...
How is everything?
You're
amazing.
Loving it. You're loving the service.
No, but the lady knew the fish was going to be bad because she
Oh, she told you.
Scott was like, how's the sushi? And she was like, I would do the other stuff.
She's so, like, the toilets are in the back.
We got them.
Yeah, we got them.
Like, we were filling ourselves up, but we weren't, like, satisfied. We were like, right. We need to get something satisfying.
I forgot about that.
We walk right out, and we look to our right, Wendy's. And we're like, let's do Wendy's. So we go to Wendy's.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
We go to Wendy's.
But we ordered the same exact thing that we got at that restaurant. Just to compare the two, just because it was like just funny.
And
for
Wendy's,
us.
Five star.
Yeah,
five star. It was really crazy getting the same food and comparing that. Yeah. Like, it's pretty nuts. But man, that was delicious. We got Frosties.
Mm. Yeah, I got a Frosty.
And it was a vibe. And then we drove.
It was
home.
Just so one thing after the other. Whole trip. It was so
it was
funny.
So
it was so funny. That, but man, that drive, I'll never forget that drive. It was
the drive, literal drive to nowhere.
Yeah. You see, at least David and all of them had some entertainment because they had Jonah puking and all that. But it was
Jonah trying to get into our car after?
Oh, yeah. We're like, no.
Because we said we were going to head back to the house, and he goes, I'm coming with you. I'm not doing this trip either. And we're like, actually, we're going. We're following you guys.
He had puke like all over. Oh, we're like, no.
He was shirtless. No. Like, they made him take all his clothes off because he puked everywhere.
I can't.
And we met Jonah's girlfriend on the trip, which is crazy.
I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake, too. I thought it was fake for how long have they been together for?
They've been together a while now.
Like a year, right?
Oh,
but he's never brought her around. He's always just like, yeah, I got to see my girlfriend.
It's like she goes to another school.
Yeah.
Like
that's what it sounded
it was that
like.
Vibe every time. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm staying with my girlfriend at this hotel. We're like, okay. She's not here. Like, what are you going to another hotel for? Just sleep here. And it was, but
seeing
like,
them together,
all
I was
the
like,
time. And then she came. We're like, oh, my God. That's your girlfriend.
She's
nice to meet
tiny,
you.
Tiny petite little like cutie with dark hair.
They're cute.
She's great. Yeah, oh. Very cute.
She's really
funny. They're like kissing on the boat. It's so cute.
They're cuddling.
Yeah, it was really lovely meeting her. What?
Do people know he has a girlfriend?
Yeah, he has a girlfriend. Big announcement.
Yeah, go hunting.
A Vox Squad member has a girlfriend?
They were cute together, and I was like, wow, it is real. Okay.
Yeah. So it was my time to leave. I actually ended up leaving the next night. We all left early. Yeah. You remember we're supposed to stay for two more days. Yeah. We just left.
Oh, we were wondering.
Yeah,
that.
No, you guys left at a perfect time because we left the next day. Nothing happened the next day. They just got a few shots, and then we pretty much left.
That made us feel good. You
didn't miss anything.
Out.
You didn't miss anything. So, it's almost my time for the flight. I'm flying by myself on Hawaiian Airlines, and
it's worst nightmare.
We had help from a guy that they hired to help like throughout the whole trip. He was just there, like just taking care of us, and. He asked them to drop me to the airport. I was like, okay, I'll wait. And I was looking at the time. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to make my flight. I don't know how. Like, I'm ready to go. And I have so much time. But like, you leave your
car
for fucking 5 minutes. And you're late.
Yeah.
You're about to miss your fucking flight. No, that was happening here too. But I realized like, oh, I'm not going to make the fucking flight. There's no way I'm going to make the check bag. So I left the check bag there. I took Taylor's carry-on just so we weren't carrying all that. Rush to the fucking airport, and the speed limit is like 25 the whole way. You can't go faster
all
than that.
All of Hawaii.
And it's one lane. So if you're stuck behind a slow driver, you are fucked because it's one way the whole way to the airport, pretty much. Like, it's like 90% of your trip.
I would have lost my mind.
And we're getting there, and it's taking so long because cars are just like not moving. And we finally get there, and I get there, and the line just to get through TSA, there was no like... There was no first class line, pre-check, nothing. It was one line. And I looked and I FaceTimed David and Taylor. I was like, guys, I'm not making it on this flight. And they're like, oh my God, no way. And I had to put my bags through another, after TSA, I had to put it through another one.
Oh, yeah.
They make you go through a second check.
You can't bring like certain things back.
The fruits and veggies. And
oh, right. Yeah. Got to go through customs. Yeah.
So went through the second customs, and I remember rushing there. And then I get there and they're like, Zane? I was like, yeah. And they're like, We're gonna close out those gates 3 minutes before. Thank God your friends called.
Oh,
David
shit.
And Taylor. I don't know how the fuck they got to the airline. I went when I changed my flight. I was on hold for 2 hours to change my flight. For them to make that call, and it was a span of like 5-10 minutes. I was like, how the hell did you guys get a hold? They're like, we're just good. I was like, that's fucking insane. Like, by Damn. Name, they're like, your friends called. I was like, do they have a direct line to your fucking...
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Wow. It was crazy. And so they kept it open for 3 more minutes Damn. For me. What? I got so fucking lucky.
Hold on. That just reminded me of me at the airport. What? When we were first going to Hawaii, when I got on the fucking bus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait. Make it past security.
Oh, you have to go on the terminal right. exchange bus. You find out you have to go to a different
just to get on the plane. No.
So everybody's like, we're through. Everything's good. Everything's beautiful. Ready to get to Hawaii. They're all getting ready to line up to get on the plane. I'm like, shit, I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
The worst timing.
I had to pee so bad. So I run to the bathroom.
We were in LAX, right?
This was at LAX. Yes. Yeah. Getting ready to go to Hawaii. So I run to the bathroom and then I come out like a few minutes later and I don't see any of them. I'm like, oh shit, they went in without me. So I go walking up to the gate and I show the guy my boarding pass and he's like, okay, right this way, you're gonna go down these stairs and there's a bus. I was like, okay, cool. So they're on the bus. I go down the stairs, I get on the bus and I'm the only one. And these motherfuckers got on the bus and didn't wait for me and I'm on the second bus because I was sitting there. And I'm ready to go.
He made himself comfortable.
And I'm sitting there, and then the lady gets starts driving a little bit. And I'm like, I don't think they would have took a bus without me.
So he FaceTimes me. I get a FaceTime because I'm waiting at the gate so they don't close doors. I'm like, you can't close the doors. There's one more person. So I'm waiting for him, and I'm like, where are you? And he goes, we got on a bus? That's what he says. We got on a bus, and I see the background, and he's packed with people in this bus. And I'm like, so I run down the bridge thing to the plane. I'm like, are we getting on a bus? So I ran down. I was like, it's a plane. It's a plane. Get off the bus. So he runs off of the bus. I was like, who told you to get on the bus?
You were right with us at the terminal. I don't understand.
I don't get it.
He gave them the ticket, and they sent him somewhere else. They do not want people going to Hawaii.
Where did you go? Because we were at the gate. Where did you go?
I don't understand what happened. So I get off the bus and I go running up the stairs to get back up. And it was literally the next door over. And I was just like, holy shit. I would have been on a fucking bus to another side of the airport.
Oh my.
He literally goes, we got on a bus? No.
I was freaking out.
That was so
I will never
funny.
Understand this day how you just got on a bus.
I don't understand how they checked his ticket and said, you're over here.
Bro, that was a Zane move. That was 100% a Zane move.
Yeah, because you definitely would have gotten on like this.
But
is
I'm,
right.
I'm just surprised you didn't call any of us and was like, hey, I'm getting on a bus. I'm just surprised
you
just got on a bus.
I thought you guys were just excited, ready to go. You took the bus and I was like, that's kind of fucked up. We took the bus alone.
No, why would Mariah leave you?
Yeah, I stood with the guy.
That's why I decided to call. I was like,
Something seems
off here.
You're like, mahalo.
This is different. Okay. You didn't think it was a body of water that we have to make?
When did they bring the Lays?
You guys are on a boat right now, right? We're taking a boat to
catamaran right now.
Wow, that was scary, though.
That was really funny.
Dude, imagine you missed that fucking flight.
But, so after the whole Hawaii thing, we had to leave early. My brother was having a gender reveal party. They're having a baby.
Oh, well,
it's a baby.
Okay, it's a baby. What did they do for the reveal? Was it just letting
you
know?
So him and his wife play tennis a lot. Like, they play every day.
Okay.
So they did a tennis ball with the powder inside of it. And then my brother hits it with a racket to make the ball explode. And then it's the color.
Okay. Now, question about those. Does somebody already know what it is?
Yeah.
So wait, do they talk to the
somebody
doctor?
Somebody has
the
book.
And they go and buy the pink or blue ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody's out. We're filming. And
wait, what? Already the tone and how this is going.
We're all out front getting ready to film. And my brother is like warming up. He's just
what are
like,
you thinking right now?
I'm thinking.
What are you hoping?
I was just
for?
Like, it's going to be a boy. I just had a feeling.
Like,
I'm just like, I'm hoping for a boy. He was hoping
What's
for a boy.
Girls?
Nothing, Zane.
Nothing. He just wants a nephew.
See my brother with a little boy.
Nothing. You guys do what you want with that. Continue.
So he's getting ready, so she has to make the pitch to him, right?
Uh-huh.
And you gotta toss it. No, the toss was great. It was a dime. It was perfect. So he takes the racket and he comes back and he smashes the tennis ball. And it doesn't fucking explode. And he launches it
like three out of the yard
over everybody's fences, like 100 yards away into the street. And everybody, I have this on video. Everybody's like, sees it and they're just like, oh. And it's just gone.
No,
it was like,
spares?
No.
Well, the thing is, it hit the street and exploded. And
I was on the corner, so I went around to go look at it. And I didn't know if I should say what it was or if it was going to be a redo or what the deal was. So I was like, what do I say? And then they started doing the poppers. And then it was just like the poppers gave away the gender. And it was a boy. But it was
it's a boy.
Yes.
Mazel tov.
Baby. How thrilling. Congrats.
But I'll show you the video right now so you can see it real quick.
You're going to have a nephew. You're going to be Uncle Heath.
Uncle Heath.
But I'm really excited. It's going to be
That's so exciting.
But look at, I can't believe they make it that like sturdy of a ball that you have.
Yeah, why would
we'll play the video. We'll play the video, guys.
Gone.
Wait.
Oh!
What? Heath, it's almost like you knew it was going to go over the fucking fence.
Dude, I had a feeling something was going to... A gender reveal always goes wrong.
Wait, what type of ball was it? Was it a tennis, like a weak tennis ball?
No, it wasn't a real tennis ball. It was like a dog toy almost.
But the thing is with those, like, you have to hit it so hard that it busts. But if you don't hit it, like... If you hit it too hard, then it's like, I don't know, but it just got launched.
They're for gender reveals.
Yeah. Oh.
They're made for that.
Are they expensive?
I don't know.
Yeah, it got launched.
Whoever made it was like, how was it? They're like, it went over the
fence.
You
ruined the party.
It didn't burst. Sorry.
They write a review. One star.
Gotta stress me the fuck out.
Oh my God. Do you have a little sonogram picture of the baby?
I do, but it's in a message. We'd have to like put it up.
Well, let's put it up.
Look at the little guy.
So they can tell if it's a boy because they can see the penis.
I guess. But one of our friends was pregnant with his wife, and it was Thomas.
Yeah.
My buddy Thomas.
Yeah.
Just had his baby. But when he found out the gender, he had texted me. He's like, it's a boy. And we're all cheering him on. And then the next day after that, he's like, false alarm. It's actually a girl. They messed up and they got it wrong. So they had taken all these pictures with blue balloons and they're like, and then he had to go in and Photoshop and edit the picture to turn everything blue for when he posted on Instagram.
It's really
he had to pay somebody to Photoshop.
I wish he posted that already. So he had to post another one. It's just blue and then pink right after.
So funny though.
That's really fucking funny.
What are you guys gonna do would you like to know the gender of your kid before they're born?
I want
to
know.
Yeah,
just so I prepare for it. I like to prepare.
I'm kind of like for
old
this,
school with it
wait. For the surprise, let's just see, and you're like and it's the like you just I don't know
That's
it comes out
too.
It comes out, you're just like, is it?
I just have a feeling somebody always ruins it, like the nurse is always like, well, you're gonna be really happy with her
I just want to know right away in the doctor's office, just tell me what it is.
Yeah,
because it is cool to be surprised like when it's born, but if you're like, you're obviously leaning more towards one. Like, you'll have two names, but you're like, oh, but I really want a girl or something like that. And then you're just like, oh, okay.
I think it's worth it more for me to prepare for whatever it is.
Tell me right away, and then we can just start.
But I think it's just like, oh, my gosh, I'm having a baby. And then it's just like it heightens the surprise. There's no like, oh,
yeah,
could have had this. You're just so happy your baby's there.
Yeah.
And that it's healthy, and you're like, you're just thrilled.
I saw this TikTok. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think it was like a nurse filmed the TikTok, and she was like talking about how there's a certain stage and like during the baby,
the pregnancy,
during the I said pregnancy, right?
No, what, you didn't say anything. I didn't want you to say it because I wanted to.
Why did I feel like I said it already? And I was like, okay, what?
I think you were wanting to say birthing.
Sorry, that's so fucking funny. I'm an idiot. During the pregnancy, there's a certain stage where they I'm losing my fucking vocabulary words.
They can sense it?
They there's a certain stage where the nurse or where they Oh my God, what's the fucking word?
Detect?
No.
There's a certain stage during the pregnancy when you
give people advice. What's that word? When you
consult?
Not consult. You advise.
Medically, they advise you.
Yeah. So there's a certain stage in a woman's pregnancy where the nurse advises to not do a sonogram because there's a certain. A certain part. Sorry, I need to repeat all this again.
No, you know you're.
I need to repeat all this again.
Like, can we just keep it in and leave them hanging?
No.
Just there's leave them certain... hanging.
Oh my God.
There's a certain.
Fuck. Oh my God. I'm flustered right now. I'm like really hot.
Wait, we'll leave
okay.
it at that.
All right. Okay. There's a certain stage. There's a certain stage in a woman's pregnancy where the nurse advises not to do a sonogram because the baby can look demonic. So they were showing sonograms of a certain stage, like a certain stage that like they just advise not to do it, and they look like the baby can look fucking demonic. So they like tell them not to do it. There was a TikTok that I saw.
Okay,
it was believable.
It's weird that's like a genuine known thing. Like, oh, let's not show it now because it looks demonic.
I don't know. I mean, it made sense.
Because people
to
get
me.
Angry because they're like, it looks demonic.
I'll pull up the video
demonic,
and I'll play.
Out.
Any fetus yeah. looks demonic. Like,
No. The ones that they were showing was like, oh my God. Like, it was terrifying. Like, you were scared.
For the longest time, I didn't know they'd come out all bloody, full of gook, and like, just like this weird.
You didn't
did
know
you
that?
Think? Well, just from movies, they always come out.
Yeah,
cute.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to show fun.
Well, dude, that's the only thing I've ever seen.
You got to think about PG-13 movies.
I didn't know how, like, gory it was.
Yeah, you've never seen an actual birth.
And now I have.
Now
but,
you
like,
have.
For when the I majority was, of my life, I always thought it was just, when I don't know why.
When I was little, I thought you had to pray to have a baby.
You do.
Because they would teach you about, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, the Virgin Mary, but you didn't know what the word virgin was. Yeah. And then so you were like, oh, so they just, like, wished for the baby, like, and I don't know, like,
yeah.
they couldn't have a child and suddenly she
oh,
had a
sure
child.
I thought
so
that.
I was like, I had this logic where I'm like, oh, so when you want to have a baby, you just like manifest it.
We talked about this already. I think it was like that. The fourth or fifth episode. I remember talking about this, and I'll just repeat it. But how I thought like a couple had a baby was the kiss on their wedding day. But I was little though. I was
that's
young
so
when
funny.
I thought
on their
I
wedding
thought
day.
That one kiss was like makes the woman
that's
pregnant.
That's so funny.
I just wonder how many other people thought that.
Probably a lot.
It made sense because, yeah. like, why was that kiss so sacred on that day? It's like that one kiss. I don't know. But no other kiss. No
just
other kiss
makes
does
them
it.
Man
that consummates
the consummates
really
just
funny.
The ties, the knots. You are.
Oh man, that's funny.
Prego, yeah.
Another exciting thing happened to me in Florida, though. Me and my brother semi-rescued a dog.
How do you semi-rescue a dog?
Well, I was driving into his neighborhood, and I'm pulling in, and there's this beautiful golden retriever on the loose just running through, like, the parking lot in, like, this, like, community.
Collar? Tags on it?
A little collar, but no, like, name tag or anything. Just running around, like, looking confused, like, alone. Pull in, talking to my brother for a little bit. We get into the car and I was like, hey, there was a dog running around here when I pulled in. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, it was this golden retriever. And it just seemed odd. So as we're driving out, we see the dog again and it still doesn't have an owner. So I'm like, what is this dog doing? So we pull over and my brother opens his door to get out. And he was like, come here, come here. So he's checking the dog and he's looking at the collar to see if there's like a name tag, a number or anything like that. And he is looking for it, and the dog rolls over onto his back and is just getting, like, just wanting scratches. So it was, like, really cute little moment, and, like, he's, like, scratching him while looking. All of a sudden, the dog jumps up, jumps through the door of his truck, jumps through the front, up over the seats, into the back of his truck, and is now inside of his truck, and I'm in there. And I'm fucking hysterical. Like, I'm just like, what is going on right now? And my brother's still outside because it happened so fast. And he gets in and we're like, what is going on? We look like fucking dog nappers. Like, the owner comes out and we have it in the back of the truck. Like, it would just look really...
It's a golden retriever. It's worth a good nugget.
It would just, it would just look really funny. Yeah. So then he gets in and then we're driving around. He's like, I'm going to take it to the office. But first we go back to his apartment to get like a leash so we would have it on a leash. And as we're getting back in, he gets out. And the dog is sitting there, and the owner comes walking out looking like for his dog. And then he sees it in the truck, and we're like, oh shit. And he's like, that's my dog. He's like, we're not. He was like, we were trying to return it. And
oh, was, sure you were.
Right.
Come here, Cinnamon.
Story.
Or come here, Sadie. Come, what did these guys do
buddy.
To you?
It was so funny because we come just here, felt like good people, but like horrible people at the same time.
That's my dog. Like,
hi. Hi there. What the fuck? Dude?
Not my dog.
Hi, baby. Somebody's going to think we're dog nappers.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Oh. He looks like Jason's dog.
Just jumped up.
He's ready to go.
And was just chilling with us. It was the funniest thing in the world.
That's so funny.
But we got him back. He's okay.
Good. Semi-rescue.
That is the perfect phrase for that.
Very wholesome. Very wholesome. Gender reveal.
Dog
rescuing
napping.
Dogs.
Breastfeeding dogs.
How was your flight home?
Home was good, but the flight back was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we get on the plane.
So many stories today.
I know, right? This is exciting.
A lot happening.
We get on the plane, but we got our tickets super last minute because like flights were all messed up because there was like storms in Florida and mm-hmm. people were having a hard time getting back. So we bought it literally the morning before and we didn't have seats together. So we get on and what is so funny, Matt? I haven't even told the story.
I'm actually thinking about a TikTok I saw earlier.
Okay. Well, let's pay attention to
yeah,
the
let's,
story.
How about we? Oh,
sorry.
Your friend's just... talking right
hey,
now.
You're on a show.
I know. Okay.
You're working.
You're on a podcast.
You're working.
So we get on. I sit down and there's a seat next to me and Mariah's like two rows behind me.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this guy and a girl walk on and they're coming and the seat in front of me is a single seater.
Yeah.
And then she has the seat next to me. And they're like trying to figure out like a seating arrangement because they got separated.
Yeah.
And then as like they're trying to figure out like what's going on, I'm looking at him and I was like, do you want to take my seat and we can swap so you can sit next to her and then I'll just take the solo seat. And then I'm looking and I'm like, holy shit, this is Scott Disick.
Oh my God.
So it was Scott
flying commercial.
And it was just really funny because like I'm just like I'm like this is Scott Disick right now, and it was so interesting. So I go into that seat,
and I have somebody next to me,
and yeah, so she's got somebody in the back next to her.
They got the seat with his girlfriend, and then I came up to give you your coffee.
Oh right.
I gave you your coffee, and then he looks at us, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Like I didn't know you were with your girl." He was so nice.
Dude, I thought he was gonna say, "Oh, you're from Unfiltered."
What a come on.
No, he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were with your girl." He was like, "Do you guys want to sit together? Like, we could figure something out." Yeah. We were like, "Oh no, don't worry about it." And then I didn't know he knew the guy next to me, but he like demanded that he was like, "You're gonna switch with him."
I was like,
"Oh my gosh!" And it's this guy's birthday, and I was like, "Oh, you could get a single seat. Like, you deserve it. It's your birthday." And like, everybody's laughing now, and everybody around us is just rolling their eyes because the amount of times we were switching seats.
It was his bodyguard.
It was his bodyguard. Oh. So I was like, oh,
dude
yeah.
was massive.
He brings his bodyguard on like just a commercial flight like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I'm sure they took a trip together, so they just.
No, went. I know.
Everybody's
I don't, to
sitting
me,
around
it's just,
us.
It's
well,
wild
I then realized
that,
everyone sitting
that.
Around us was with them. Like
yeah.
he had, I don't know if it was his assistant or something. She kept coming over and giving them snacks and stuff. Like he
but
had a team.
They were just
with
pissed
him.
He took the last two seats because I was supposed to go to their other friends that
yeah,
were part
probably.
Of the group.
But he was the nicest dude
so
in the
nice
world.
So nice about it.
Like, he was. Yeah. You just said he was demanding your seat.
Not to,
no, he
no,
was,
no, no.
Well,
the
he was
guy
asking.
I was sitting next to, he goes, "Oh, you could switch with him."
Oh.
But I was like, "Oh my gosh, he didn't even ask the stranger like if that's okay."
Oh, got
but
it,
he
got
ended,
it, got
it was
it.
His bodyguard. It was
okay.
his friend.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Scott Disick, what did he look like in person? Was it just
bleached blonde hair?
I didn't recognize him. Blonde hair.
Yeah. I was a Scott Disick fanatic for so long. I did not recognize him.
She named her car Scott Disick.
It was Scott, okay?
And you didn't recognize him when you saw him?
No, he had bleached blonde hair.
I could hear
hair.
His voice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't hear his voice. Like, that's the thing. I said if I heard him talking, I would be like, oh, wow, that's Scott Disick.
Oh, interesting.
Was it like back?
It was buzzed here and spiked up. It was a very like 2000s haircut.
Before living out
so
here,
young.
Before living out here, I always thought all celebrities flew in private jets. I never knew that they fly on planes, just like the rest of us, they get on the flight at the last minute. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
They were the last ones on.
And then,
Where are they like chilling though? Before are they in a room?
Or they only like book those flights where the first class is like
to the left,
left and not to the right.
And you don't even
see first class. They come in last minute.
Yeah. So are they just like undercover in the terminal the whole time? And then they just
They go to the lounge.
They wait in the lounge until it's right at the final moment. And then they board.
And it's just the lounge, because those certain airlines have like.
I saw Timothée Chalamet. I walked on a flight with Timothée Chalamet one time, but he got on like right at the end.
I saw Troye Sivan in a Delta lounge.
I just can't believe I'm best friends with Scott Disick now.
He really liked you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Did you swap like
socials?
Yeah.
No.
I wanted to get into a little bit about you sailing in LA this week.
Oh, yeah, you finally did it.
While we were extravaganza in Hawaii, you were sailing off in LA.
Mr. Joe Vulpes surprised me with a sailing experience. It was like this Airbnb experience. It was pretty cool, but we got there and it was like not the original captain he booked, but another guy. And we were like, okay. Sketchy. So we're having this other guy. And he takes us out, and the first thing we're like pulling out, and the little motor doesn't work. The motor that you have to use just to get out of the marina in the bay, it's not working, and the boat just starts running into all of these other
oh,
boats.
Shit. Oh, no.
And he's like, "Hey, can you get up and like prevent this?" And I'm like, "Aye, Captain." And I'm just
have
like,
"Have you been studying?"
I'm like having.
But wait, is this my first lesson?
Right. So
is this a test?
I'm in, like, strap up, Matt. This is your moment. Let's get into the marine life. And immediately, I'm like pushing ourselves off of this expensive ass yacht, and the boat's just like. Not causing massive damage, but we're just like running into shit. And it's not my fault. It's this guy
That's
who was
bad.
Unprepared. And we finally get out and we hit the waves. And it was cool. It was pretty cool. But I'm like, this isn't my thing.
Oh,
and I was a little devastated. Like, cause I was like,
you were so excited for it.
If I got into sailing, I realized I'm going to be kind of a lake sailor and just have a small boat, a canoe. Yeah. Just a little sunfish and just myself just strolling. I don't want to have one in LA at all, but
wow.
It was, but the thing is you have to trust that like a sailboat has like a really big bottom fin that keeps it stable.
Yeah.
So you're not going to tip. You think you're going to capsize every moment.
Really?
And I did it. I really enjoyed it and I still want to get certified, maybe. But I was like, this is not my league. Even if I took you guys out for like a fun day having wine, we'd all be like, turn us around, Matt. Get me the hell off this thing. And that's what I kept thinking. I'm like, even if I did learn and even if I did own a sailboat, everybody would want to get off right when we hit
the
open
shore.
It was just, it's a lot to take in. And
at least you got to experience it.
I did.
You tried.
And I'm going to keep it at that. Like, no, I did it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I got really cocky and excited that this was for sure going to be my new path and my new
hobby. You probably wore your like little sailor shirt with a short. Did you like go on? Yeah.
Oh, I was prepared and ready. And like, I knew all the terminology and shit, but still I was like.
The bow.
I think you knew more than the guy, fucking the captain.
Well, yeah, he was like he was like Italian kind of guy. He didn't like, English was second language. And I was like,
Matthew,
oh, is this the tiller? Is this the boom and all this stuff? And he was like, yeah, it is, man. Like, I don't know. Like,
who the hell was this guy?
He was a cool guy.
Did you find him on Craigslist, like sail teachers?
It was an Airbnb experience. I don't know. I don't want to like badmouth it that much. It was good, but I was a little like, ooh.
Sounded like he wasn't very prepared.
It wasn't a lesson, it was an experience. I was wanting to go in to like learn things, and he was like, I'm just gonna do everything.
He was trying to learn things too.
Yeah, he was learning for the first time.
You got into a boating accident.
Yes, I know, right out the gate. And so immediately
dramatic.
I was like,
you got into a boating accident.
You need a title.
He got into a shipwreck.
We sank.
What?
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry to hear that, though. Yeah, I know you're excited.
I know. But I have to be honest, like, it was not what I was expecting. I wanted some just steady,
that takes
even
a lot
sailing.
To, like, admit that, like, after you were so excited for so long.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's the thing.
Sorry I'm laughing. I just think it's a funny situation.
And they always say, like, don't knock it before you try it, but try it and then maybe knock it. Like, nah.
You guys were knocking other
boats. So you
won't
take us out sailing?
If we were on a lake, for sure, I think.
We were in a bathtub.
Get a little sailor, rubby duck, little rubby sailor.
Just rubby buy an RC sailor.
Yeah.
We're sailing.
Remember those, like, those, and Stuart Little?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wanted one of those so bad.
So bad.
They made it look so cool in the movie. Like, you wanted one so bad after watching that. You guys watched the TikToker versus YouTubers fights?
I did.
And I was wrong. I thought Bryce was going to win, and he lost.
Did we all think Bryce was going to win or
not? I thought he was going to lose.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I chose, but
I picked Bryce.
Yeah, he got rocked.
He did. But
I thought Bryce was going to win. Just like when people talk a lot, for some reason, my head is like, oh, they're going to win.
No, you know I think I mean? The opposite. The more you talk, I'm like, eh.
But there was also the Logan and Mayweather fight.
Yeah, that we watched. We actually watched it in Hawaii.
So who won? Mayweather, right?
It was a draw, but...
Then I saw that one clip on TikTok, like, looking back on it, where it looks like Logan passes out at one point, and, like, Mayweather keeps him up for the entertainment.
Oh, okay.
There, I don't know. You see this clip, and you're like, oh, that looks like he got rocked pretty hard.
People weren't happy with the results, right? Of the fight?
Which people?
Logan and Mayweather.
I thought it was a good fight. I thought they...
No, I'm saying that, like, just, like, online, like, what people were...
I think people just want a clear winner.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
That's all they ask,
like,
for.
Like, anything that ends in a draw always feels just, like, unsatisfying. Like, you're just like, okay.
We kind of expected that, though,
I mean,
right?
But for him to go 8 rounds with him is absolutely insane.
Yeah, like, you're going with, like the number one boxer
crazy.
In the fucking world.
Yes, there's
crazy.
A height and a weight difference, but, like, still, like, that's
remarkable. Like, it was such a huge win for him. Doesn't matter what, if you lost anything. If he got
it's
knocked the fuck
sick,
out,
yeah.
still a win. And they know that.
I just love that Logan walked out to the greatest showman.
I thought you were going to say with a Pokemon card.
No, that, too. He had a Charizard wrapped around his neck, but they were playing the Don't Stop, because here I go. Wait, no, not that one. It's the
well, it symbolized something, right? It was like, you know, the small guys are trying. Like that was isn't that the whole song in the movie?
What movie?
The Greatest Showman. That song isn't that whole song about like we're gonna come on top. Like, hey,
yes,
we may not be loved by everybody, but hey, we're gonna come on top. I think that's the song he chose, that because of, like, it, what it symbolizes in the movie.
Right, I know. Okay. It was pretty cool.
But I was explaining it to people that have never seen the movie.
I know, yeah.
But man, I would just love to see some other people in some fights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how Jake and Logan, like, just started that.
Yeah. It is
fucking
pretty wild.
It's fucking nuts. And it's clear that whoever, like, joins a fight, like, if you're part of a big fight like that, you gain so much out of it. Like, what, after one fight, whether you win or lose, the attention you get and how much you gain on social media is fucking insane. Like, I couldn't believe seeing everybody that was fighting, like, seeing their, like, Instagrams and shit. I was just like, oh, my God. It's like they got booked for, like, the biggest Netflix show of the decade.
Right.
Like, what they got, like, the return they got on that. It was
so
absolutely
we're gonna be fighting
insane.
Next.
Yeah, Heath and I, we're gonna do fake beef just to get on that, huh?
I don't know who I would be paired up with. If we're doing, like, a true weight class and height,
uh-huh.
Dude, I got some
John
rough.
Mulaney got, and Matt King.
John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Square up.
Oh, put me up against, I wouldn't want to fight Bo Burnham, but, like, we're, like, similar heights. Like,
yeah, it's just like, it's just
but
funny.
I don't know who in the group, I would probably be in the same class as Todd
Jay
and
Boyce.
Scott.
Goes on.
And Jay Boyce,
no,
hell
no. It's
not,
I don't think it's about your height. It's about
it's
your weight.
It's
yeah,
weight.
It's the weight.
The weight,
yeah.
Then I still feel like I would be up against
how
like
much do you weigh?
Scott, like 185.
Oh yeah, you're screwed.
I know. Probably, I am genuinely screwed.
Yeah, but you,
like,
got the height and the reach.
I know, I don't know who would be like
not next
a
to
match where I'd be like, okay, I could go and I could fight that person, like a really good
seeing
match.
That fight
nobody
would be...
in our group is like a perfect match for me, really. Like Todd and Scott, that's a good fight. Jeff. I mean, Jeff would kick my ass, but, like, he's, I think, in a lower weight class than me.
Yeah, is he? He's really light, right? What is he like? 130
Skinny man.
130 right?
I'm always like, he's
no.
Cut. He's
well, you better light. Watch what you say. He's fucking. You might see a he's fight coming.
I say it to Jeff's face every time I see him.
Jeff, you hear that?
No,
tag him.
No, I love Jeff, but I'm always just like, you know, because he's always like, he's so cut, but I'm like, let's bulk it up a bit, dude.
Matt, he's recovering from an accident. Don't you piece of shit.
Words around, like,
Jesus,
he has a gym in his house. He's working out all the time.
I know, but hey, he's recovering.
Just have some protein, please.
He's got some mass for his size.
Yeah, I think he looks good. He looks good. I know.
Oh,
you're
starting drama. Okay.
We need a little drama on this fucking podcast.
If Jeff wants to fight me,
he also
would you do it?
Hikes like 5 miles every morning in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. No, Jeff doesn't
if
stop.
If Jeff fought me, I mean, I would let him win because I would just, when I have to be delicate, you know?
Oh.
I'd be like, Jeff. Well, I didn't want to go at him. Or I would be like, you can't hit this side of my face.
Matt.
He would be making the exact same jokes. Are you kidding me?
I know.
No, I think about, I love Jeff. No, I want Matt, the best for him. But I'm like, if it was reverse, he would be making the same damn
Matt,
jokes.
Matt, we know. We're giving you shit. We love to fuck with you.
Brian, did you see that house in Allentown?
Switch what? It up.
With my own two eyes, actually.
Hey, Jack, let's see if you can transition that one.
Oh. So there's this girl on TikTok, man, I should probably shout out her account, and she spotlights houses on Zillow or ones that are listed mm-hmm. that are just obscure and weird that just make you
Zillow
go,
gone wild.
Who the hell
I wonder
built
if she's
this
behind that
and why did they build this? Is it Zillow? Maybe it is.
Well,
Zillow.
There's an Instagram account
just
that I
just
called
wild
Zillow
structured
gone
houses
wild.
That
but
like,
even
don't
like the most interiors, absurd just, like, weird.
It's either really cool or really strange. This
well,
one's pretty strange.
Well, let the audience see.
Okay, so, the girl, yeah, it's Zillowtastrophes on
okay.
TikTok.
Ooh, love that.
Good name.
And it's this house that's 1.8 mil in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where Mariah is from.
I drove past it every day.
Is Allentown, where's Allentown?
Confirm.
It's outside of
outside
Philadelphia.
Of
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes
and,
an hour.
And I saw this TikTok and I was like, hold the hell up. What the hell is this house? Okay, let's ready?
Yeah.
It's typical mid-90s style, but it has something weird inside.
Put it on.
This ridiculous indoor pool. Look how close it is to the living room and the dining room. Everything would smell like chlorine.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to say that.
Terrible decision. And they've been trying to sell this place for a long time.
Just get rid of the pool.
The realtor needs to stop being in front of the camera. This is your typical overvaluation. Call them out. It does come with two living spaces.
There is an entire indoor pool
that's
in
like
middle
a little
of the
bit
house.
Size.
There's indoor pools, we've seen it, but
right.
This one just looks like it's just
in the
living
room.
And there's no like, barricades, it's the same floor,
it's next to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And those pools are not supposed to be chlorine, it's supposed to be just like fresh water or salt water
yeah.
where you can't smell it.
But I do love the smell of an indoor pool.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
I'm at a
it
hotel.
Just reminds me.
I'm
oh,
not,
the
I'm
hotel,
not swimming.
Yes.
What
I'm,
does an indoor pool smell like, though? Like, is that smell like chlorine? What
yeah.
does it smell
yeah,
like?
Yeah, it's kind of like
warm.
Bleachy.
It's like an indoor water park. I don't, there's like.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know.
Like,
but I don't want to wake up to that
yeah,
every
it's
morning.
Not wake up and smell the coffee. It's wake up and smell the chlorine.
It just reminds me of like a childhood, like going to like a classic Holiday Inn.
Just who built that?
Who was like,
you wanna,
someone
like someone
on
the Sims.
Ad.
It's like the
yeah,
Sims.
Yeah, right?
I most likely went to school with them. Let's be sensitive.
Well, can we go and get some tea
if
on
you're watching,
who
can you
built
let me
that?
Know? I bet my parents know.
Your mom probably went to fucking school with her.
An indoor pool in the living room. Obviously, you'll show the footage
yeah, we're gonna
of
show
what
everything.
This looks like. This is absurd. Who on earth?
Builds I'm just
that.
Like I get convenience for things that you
that's
know people.
What, that's
people build
thought.
Houses to their own liking.
No, they
built like,
it for fun. They're like, oh, people are gonna love this. That's why they did it.
It's a party
but
house.
What's crazy is like you think, can't... oh no, if it was a party house, then why is everything the tackiest mid-90s looking
oh,
interiors
yeah.
ever?
Oh yeah,
it's
it looked
outdated.
Like it looked like a hotel.
Like yeah,
it just
a, looks
like a really good
hotel. They thought they were doing something.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And I bet that sound echoes throughout the entire house.
I'm surprised they haven't.
You're having a pool party. Those kids are just like, woo! Like it is just echoing, ricocheting off every nook and cranny in that home.
I'm surprised they haven't shot like a movie or anything in there. Like you don't see that a lot. Just shoot something.
That'd be an episode of The Office where like Michael Scott like buys a home yeah. and he's just like
Airbnb is a home.
indoor pool.
It's already in Pennsylvania. It's like, how close is Scranton? Like,
oh yeah.
Like, that would have been a perfect episode.
It's
for
like
that.
The episode where he's like the flat screen TV that lays flat against the wall.
Bro, you know what's funnier than the episode? The fucking bloopers. That shit has you fucking dying.
John Krasinski. He could not keep it together.
Wait,
that was so good.
Sorry, we have to go to this home. Because this home is not going to sell. It is going to be on the market forever.
We should pretend we're just so interested and like, we want a tour. We need a tour.
Can we stay the night? Like, all this shit of just us staying the most bizarre home.
Could you imagine us flying out just to go do that?
They'd have to do it. Wait, renting it out for Christmas would be so fun.
Oh my! Wait, are we really about to do this?
We have like a floating Santa Claus with like reindeer.
Wait, we can make it happen.
Well, I'd be asking questions.
Imagine they give the pool cleaner guy keys to the house because he has to come in through the pool.
What?
They have to give like house keys to the pool cleaner because he has to go in the house.
That's but when does he have to clean? Like, he's not skimming leaves. Like, he can't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's nothing to clean.
Stop.
It's just like,
hire synchronized swimmers to come and like perform.
It's not leaves, it's just a bunch of food and crumbs.
Like crumbs. It's crumbs. From breakfast.
Yo, that is fucking funny.
For the people listening, this pool is in the middle of the living room.
They know.
Like, there's no separation. It's all on one level. It doesn't like dip down.
Like, it would be like us having a pool.
It looks like, it looks like a carpet, right. But it's a pool.
But what's crazy is the house is the least like gaudy looking thing ever. Like, you could tell a mob boss didn't live in this home. Like, a good stable man and a stable father.
They decided to do that.
Just built a pool. They had the rose.
Can I get a closer shot?
Yeah,
because
I
need to see a closer.
I have it on Zillow. I have a better thing on Zillow.
Mara, I'm surprised that they don't have just like a like a diving platform. Just like on the end of the pool.
Jesus. It sounded like I blew my ass. Ready?
That room's cool.
It's just funny, like, indoor pools could be like, there's such a fine line between like really fucking spectacularly beautiful and just downright atrocious.
Well, you built it in the middle of the home. Go build it in its own chamber. Or it was like,
What is it?
No, I was like, oh wow, a nice movie theater. Look at the TV.
What is it? Yeah. That was literally the top of the line.
And they have binoculars and everything.
For the people listening,
it's the Roland from school that would come in on the crate.
It looks like a decent home movie theater. Like, ooh, you see all like these like cool individual like chairs, leather chairs set up,
it's a big movie.
It's a 36 inch like TV. who's playing?
I'm gonna send it to you.
You couldn't even see the TV.
can you turn it up?
I feel bad making fun of this.
It's funny,
house.
The TV isn't even like in the
it's off center.
It's off to the right.
300 days on Zillow.
We have to stay there.
300
in this economy?
Wait, there's 6,000 views. I just wonder if people are just going.
Oh, 100%. They're just going. And it's going to get more after this episode.
The realtor, we go to see it, he's like, We come up, he's just like, okay. Cameras. Is this, if you're going to make fun, then I have other showings.
You get a tour, but you have to put a deposit.
They sell tickets. Like, is something funny?
But we go there, we try to play pool, we don't look at the pool, we walk in, we're
laughing and our laughter's echoing throughout the home.
We're trying not to look down
at it. It's like when you open a birthday card and you're not looking at the money.
Yeah.
And you're just reading, you're just looking at the...
There's a pool? Didn't notice. Oh, so there is.
Guys, we have to go to this house. No question.
We can.
We will fly.
It's 300 days we'll on the market. There. Of course, no one.
That thing ain't going nowhere.
And they need the money.
Yeah, you do sell tickets. Yo, make $6,000. Like, imagine how many people would pay just $15 just to see the house.
It gets cold in Pennsylvania. Like, maybe they really love swimming, but you can't.
But why does it have a cover?
Why is it a living
heat cover?
300 so days fun. On Zillow. They're probably just itching to get out of the house. They're just waiting. They're waiting to leave.
Do you think it's the pool holding it back?
Yeah. I mean, it's atrocious. Whoever buys it has to fill that up.
Did you see the other one on Zillow where the pool is halfway in, halfway out of the garage?
What?
Yo!
No way! Goodness.
This shit is wild.
Like, is it like garage. A normal garage?
Yes, like the door is still there.
But they like...
It's on that Instagram
cleared
account.
Out the bottom of the garage, like put the pool in and like let it go into the garage and you can... dude, it doesn't make
Wait,
any sense.
Before we continue with that, I just look. Why don't they just do a glass floor like they do on like you know when part like parties with big houses with pools they have a dance floor they put the
because they couldn't afford it.
What do you mean they couldn't afford it?
That's probably
they,
a lot
if
of money.
They
to
could,
get like a,
then they would.
But
Zane.
How much does it cost to put like just shit like
to
that?
Get, to get a solid piece of glass that is gonna come out from under
yeah,
the other.
Well, not glass.
And it wasn't around
no,
the mid 90s.
What would, did they put over like for parties?
Like
what
right,
did they
the,
put?
You're talking about the rising like the.
No, no, but
like a tarp.
No, they put like a thing over for parties, like big parties. They sometimes they like cover the pool with like a dance floor. They've done it before. It's not expensive because they do it for parties all the time with pools
well,
in the middle.
They're selling the house. So
what, like plexiglass?
Just, I don't know, but just something. Where
and
it
then
looks...
it's bowing in the middle.
No, no, no. It's hard. It's like a hard, it's a hard top. Put a rug over it. Don't tell them it's a pool. Just cover it with a carpet and put fucking furniture. Don't say there's a pool. Let them just find out after they buy it. Let them find out.
I don't know if you could do just that.
You're sitting
there. Oh my God, you found it, Bubba?
Okay, wait. All right.
Okay.
They clearly built the garage on after the pool was built.
After
why
the pool?
They, but why did
I gotta
want
see it.
That?
Oh! Wait, that looks kind of sick. Wait.
Zane.
I love that.
But
there's a buyer
what?
For everything.
But for what?
I love that.
For privacy.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
That person, Heath, you can't tell me that
much?
Doesn't look cool.
Wait, we should be just
that looks
describe.
Cool.
that looks
cool.
No,
I would buy it.
Describe to the listeners what you're looking at.
Well, you
it's
got a
exactly
normal shaped
pool.
Then you got an L cutout that goes like up into this like garage structure, and the garage door's up, and there's nothing else in the garage.
It looks like you're at the Atlantis Hotel in Bahamas. That's what
so
it looks
like. So
when
you're closing the garage, like, you know when you're trying that's to, like, close question, the garage yeah. and, like, you have to jump over the wire, like, as it's closing, you're like...
You died.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the most depressing looking Yo, setup I've ever
that
seen. Look,
like, I would build that shit on Roller Coaster Tycoon. Not Roller Coaster, but I'd build that in The Sims. That's something I would do.
It's quirky. Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine going to a party out here and you see that shit. You'd be like, holy shit, that's cool. I know you. I
but, hey, I'm white trash and I still don't even
no,
like that.
You fucking love that.
No.
You would love that we saw that in person if you never saw that before.
That's
oh,
something
come
where,
on.
Like, all the kids are partying and all the parents are like, oh, we're pulling down well, the man. Door. You'll get out of here. This is our hour.
Imagine the garage door closed. That would look so fucking weird. Just, like,
yeah.
just all the way closed and it's just... Where
Let's
does
get
the
a
water
little privacy
go?
In here, babe.
Like, what's
and it's
their
not
driveway?
Even like that was the hot tub area. It was just yeah, it was the deep end.
I know. If it was the hot tub, that would be smart.
Would
like
be
if
so
that
fun.
Area was the
It'd
hot tub.
It'd be so fun if it was like your kid's birthday though, and it was like a scavenger hunt, and like they could go into like a lagoon kind of thing.
Yeah,
like
that's
they could
cute.
Swim
yeah.
under it, and they could like find treasure
that's
in that
cute.
Room.
Yeah.
Is it all carpet around the pool?
No, it's tile. It is.
You get out just...
No one ever swimming in that pool.
Nobody goes in it.
Some grandparents died, and that like grandpa was like,
don't get rid of the pool. Don't get rid of the pool. Oh God, should we end it here on a good note?
Y'all, we got some good guests coming up.
Yes.
We didn't have one this time, but because we wanted to catch you guys up on what happened in Hawaii, but yeah. I'm fired up.
We got the next 4 or 5 guests is like pretty good. We have lined up right now.
We have that many lined up? Mm-hmm. Wow.
They're not confirmed. We have a lot of last minute bails, but we.
But I'm excited.
Like this one. We have no guests. We're supposed to have a guest on this episode.
Oh, this
episode.
Was a guest episode.
This was a guest episode.
But we wanted to talk about Hawaii.
I know, but we were trying to find a guest. We got the guest. They bailed. Which is okay, but it was fine because we would have never been able to talk about the Hawaii trip if they were on.
Well, it's tough right now.
They always come back.
They always come back.
Yeah, everyone's booked and busy. Everyone's like exactly. just on tour for their social lives. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are we going to do for the 100? That's 15 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Remember having like the 100th day of school like celebrations?
Oh, we had to make like a poster of something that was like 100.
Like 100 pennies or something. Like something out of 100.
Comment below what you think we should do for our 100th episode.
Ooh.
We should record it. It'll
still be for sale 15 weeks from now.
Don't laugh. I think it could happen.
Really?
It's possible.
Dude, no, we can totally go.
It's literally right by my house.
Ooh. We can play it on the big screen.
Okay. Well,
all right, guys.
Wrap it up.
Thanks again for watching another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. This was such a good episode. I felt like we've had a good week.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Yeah, we've had a good week. David's up again. And, baby, we're just... Oh, fuck. Let me do that again. Vox, should I do that again?
No, it's nothing.
David's up again.
David's up again.
David's up again.
Don't record is up again.
David's up again. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, we got a case of the giggles as we're closing out here.
Check out the highlights channel. It's honestly one of my favorite things on YouTube. It's all the funny bits that we've talked about in the past. Quick and to the point.
Don't say it.
I highly recommend it. And
check out Hoonah.
Oh, you said it.
Booyah!
I always think about like why does he get so excited to close that part?
I knew it was coming.
He's like, if I help them with the Unfiltered Highlights channel plug, I can sneak that one in there.
Yep.
But yeah, check out his podcast. Whatever.
And guys, just a heads up, I know we've been running through some technical difficulties with the coffee. A lot of people are still waiting on their orders for the last month. So very, very sorry about that. We're working very hard to get you your coffee. Just sorry you guys are waiting so long.
Please forgive us.
We're trying our best.
Yeah, and check us out. We upload every Monday audio form on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we upload the video version on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
Peanut Gallery.
What the fuck is going
what
on
is
here?
What is so funny?
Let's get
on.
Oh, my
you.
God. All right, guys. We love you so much. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
I didn't know this was the fucking Matt and Mariah show.
It doesn't end.